Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined on the phone today by Patty Thurman with Bayou Jam. And Patty, it's a big football extravaganza set to take place this weekend.
It is, Corey. We are excited, getting ready now.
And Patty, let's start with this. What is Bayou Jam? How did this thing get started?
Well, Corey, in 2006, I was working at St. Francis Medical Center and working with a gentleman named Ron Hogan, who at the time was the COO of St. Francis Medical Center. And we were collaborating with the orthopedic clinic at that time to try and figure out a community event, something that we could do together and bring a community event to this area. And, of course, both of those guys are really big football fans, and they said nothing's bigger than football in this area. So we decided that we were going to host a jamboree here at ULM Malone Stadium. And we sat down, brainstormed, came up with several ideas, and then I was tasked with the task to go out and find those teams to play in the jamboree. So I started knocking on coaches' doors. You know, I'm not from this area. I'm from South Louisiana, so I'm a transplant and really didn't know the rivalries between anybody, and just started asking, listen, would you like to play in our jamboree? And to be honest, several of them told me no, time and time again, as many times as I asked. And I knew that if I could get West Monroe and Neville to play in that jamboree, that it would be a pretty big hit. So I went and saw Coach Don Shouse over at West Monroe at the time and told him what I wanted to do. And, you know, for some reason he decided that he trusted me, he believed in me, and he said, you know, I think this is something that could be big and successful, and I want to do it. So as soon as he came on board with us, all the other teams decided that they wanted to as well, and it all kind of fell into place.
Now, you know, I understand that the football coaches were hesitant because that's a lot of money when you host a football game at your school, a jamboree. You're making, you know, money on the concessions. You're making the gate money, and then it's a home game. You don't want to give up your home field advantage. But this is something bigger. Tell me about this. How does this work, and who makes the money on Bayou Jam?
That's right, it is, Corey. That was one of the tasks that we had to overcome. It was a hurdle to try and make sure that financially that this worked for all the schools as well, because you're right, they make money off of their concessions, they make it off of the gate. So we started looking at the setup, and we decided that, and we knew that from the very beginning that we wanted to make it financially work. So the way that Bayou Jam works is we give every school the ability to sell their tickets in advance. And that works really well because then they are on the same playing field as they would be if it was a home game for them. So they are all selling tickets as if it's a home game. Then we come here to ULM Stadium and they play together, and all of the gate proceeds at that time actually are divided between each one of the schools, and they go back to the schools. And so they keep that money. All the schools keep the proceeds of that money, but it happens every year for them. So inevitably, if you look at it, if you are at home for one of your home football games, then the next year you have to go away, so you don't get that money. So the way that this works is if you play here at the Bayou Jam, then you get those gate proceeds year after year. And in order to get those gate proceeds up, we knew that we had to create an event that would attract more than just football fans. We wanted to make sure that we attract families and that we had something for everybody, because we wanted it to be a weekend where you could bring the family out here. Somebody, you know, you could enjoy football and food and fun and activities for the kids. So the community event surrounding that piece is the Grove. So we added a lot of activities out in the Grove, made it a lot of fun for an entire family to come out. And that way, we generated enough revenue that each school, in essence, financially is supported just like they are making money off of a home game, and they make it every single year instead of every other year.
And they get a big crowd and a fun atmosphere. This is the biggest high school sports event in the state of Louisiana. Let's talk about what's happening later today. We've got about 2 minutes, so take me quickly through what's going on today and tomorrow.
Okay, so today we actually, our lineup is St. Fred's and Jonesboro Hodge. They kick off at 6 o'clock. 8 o'clock is the big matchup. It's going to be Sterlington and Bastrop. That's that Highway 165 battle that we've got going on. Out in the Grove, we've got jumpers. We've got an Xbox gaming truck for the kids. We've got music fun, vendors going on. So that's going to all kick off today. The gates open up at 5. tickets are $15 at the gate unless you purchase them in advance at participating schools if they still have them. And then parking's $5. You can go online now to BayouJam.com and get a $5 parking pass for the weekend. Or if you just show up and you don't have your pass, it's going to be $5 a day. So we encourage everybody to go to our website and get your $5 parking pass.
Okay, for tomorrow, what time does the Grove get opened up tomorrow?
Tomorrow, the Grove is going to open up at 11 o'clock, and we've got a fun atmosphere out there. We've got something new this year. It's called Battle of the Bands. We've got several local area bands that are just getting started that are going to battle it out for $500. Two of those bands are high school bands and kids, so come out and support them. We've got vendors, same thing, jumpers all day long. The gates are going to open up at 12, and then your games are going to kick off at 1. That game lineup at 1 o'clock tomorrow is going to be OCS versus Gina. At 1 o'clock, at 3 o'clock is going to be Mangum and Oak Grove. At 5 o'clock is Wachita and Ruston. And then 7 o'clock is the big game. It's West Monroe versus Neville.
So that is a big day. You also every year honor some coaches who've made an impact on the lives of area children that are probably adults now. Tell me some of the coaches that are going to be honored this time.
That's right. What an honor. This year we've got two guys that were selected. They are actually selected by their peers, which are other Bayou Jam coaches. And those two guys that are in our Hall of Fame this year and receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award are Coach Joey Pender and Coach Dick Dalrymple. And both of those guys deserve that honor so much. You know, Coach Pender is a favorite here in Northeast Louisiana. Them two together, they are characters to be around. And I know that they are both very excited to receive that honor. Coach Pender will be honored at halftime of the game today at Jonesboro Hodge, and then Coach Dalrymple will be honored tomorrow at halftime of the Oak Grove Mangum game.
All right, that is Patty Thurman with Bayou Jam going on today and tomorrow. You can find out more, Patty, at your website. What is the web address for Bayou Jam?
BayouJam.com.
BayouJam.com, and that will be going on today and tomorrow at ULM's Malone Stadium. This is 90.3 KEDM. You've been listening to Lanyap. To find out about this and other Lanyaps, visit our website at KEDM.org.